Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Tom, I'm going to set the scene a little bit first on the news that's broken the last 24 hours or so. So, this is obviously to do with Suzy Wolf, Toto Wolf, the FIA, Formula One, Mercedes. And so just for a bit of context, this allegation is set in a time when the FIA and Formula One are not exactly best pals. So the FIA president, Mohammed, he stood down or allegedly stood down from his involvement directly with Formula One earlier this year after causing various issues since his position started. He even received a cease and desist letter from F1 after talking about Saudi's PIF, the public fund, trying to allegedly buy Formula One for about $20 billion, which he was talking about on social media. And that he's also displayed misogynistic tendencies in the past, even though he's not meant to be dealing with F1. Apparently, many say his fingerprints are still all over it and he's very much involved. So, with that context in mind, Thomas, tell us about the allegations.
Yes, the allegations are from the Business F1 magazine, which is a source that we'll dive into a bit more later on, I'm sure. So they've claimed that some people in the paddock, i.e. team bosses, have raised concerns that Wolf's sharing confidential information from their respective employers, both, I guess, Toto and Suzy. So the FIA have launched an investigation into the claims, which have been strongly rejected by Suzy Wolf. She's hit back with some pretty powerful words like intimidation and misogyny. The FIA said that it was aware of media speculation centered on the allegation of information of confidential nature being passed to an F1 team principal from a member of FOM F1 personnel. The FIA compliance department is looking into the matter. Suzy, F1 and Mercedes are fully aligned, it seems. And both the team have put out a statement and Suzy Wolf has put out a statement herself on social media, Tim. But what did Mercedes say?
We should also mention it's not the first time Business F1 magazine have created a bit of a storm, is it? There's other stuff that's gone on that they've done in the past, which has raised a few eyebrows, right?
Yes, there was an article. Some of you listening might remember there was an article that was doing the rounds, basically suggesting that W Series didn't lean. Actually, there's a quote here. I wrote it down. Here we go. Yep. So it was basically saying that W Series needed to lean into the sex appeal of the 18 drivers, some of these drivers being minors as well, by the way. So,
yeah.
Again, like you said, with MBS, he's had his own allegations of misogyny. You've got an article that's prepared to put stuff like that out and he's then promoting this. It makes sense, I guess, that the connection that Susie's drawn here of this not just being this may be having misogynistic kind of tendencies background to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that with that extra bit of context in mind then, so what did Mercedes say? So a Mercedes spokesman came out and said, we note the generic statement from the FIA this evening, which responds to substantiated allegations from a single media outlet and the off-record briefing, which has linked it to the team principal of Mercedes-AMG F1. The team has received no such communication from the FIA compliance department on this topic, and it was highly surprised to learn of the investigation through a media statement. We wholly reject the allegation in the statement and associated media coverage, which wrongly impinges on the integrity and compliance of our team principal. As a matter of course, we invite full, prompt and transparent correspondence from the FIA compliance department regarding this investigation and its contents. So pretty firmly hit back, straight back at the allegations made. So Mercedes clearly very much in support of Toto and Susie, it would seem, that and refuse to believe any of this is true. Formula One are also pushing quite hard back. Tom, they've made a similar kind of announcement.
Yeah, so they've said that an FIA spokesperson has said, we note the public statement made by the FIA this evening that was not shared with us in advance. We have complete confidence that the allegations are wrong, and we have robust processes and procedures that ensure the segregation of information and responsibilities in the event of any potential conflict of interest. We are confident that no member of our team has made any unauthorized disclosure to a team principal, and we caution anyone against making such imprudent and serious allegations without substance. So that's what F1 have said. And then, of course, Susie has also made comments to him.
Yeah, so Susie has obviously rejected the claim. She's been very strong about it. And she has said on social media, it's disheartening that my integrity is being called into question in such a manner, especially when it seems to be rooted in intimidatory, yes, and misogynistic behavior, and focused on my marital status rather than my abilities. Throughout my career in motorsport, I've encountered and overcome numerous obstacles, and I refuse to let these baseless allegations overshadow my dedication and passion for F1 Academy. As a woman in this sport, I have faced my fair share of challenges, but my commitment to breaking down barriers and paving the way for future generations to succeed remains unwavering. So completely rebuffs this. And you could take this in many ways. There's a lot of things that are not looking great here on the FIA, not least the source where all this has come from. As you said, not the most reliable highbrow journalism. No, the track record's not great. Susie is so strong with her words, using some pretty feisty comments there. It seems hard to believe that this is true. And if it is, and let's hope it's not, then she is going to look very, very silly indeed, putting up such a fight, isn't she?
I mean, the thing is, the allegation, there's no specific thing being alleged. There's no like evidence of us. It's the idea, seemingly anyway, that, well, a team principal and his wife working for the FIA, obviously in her role with F1 Academy, is somehow a conflict of interest. But I mean, I'm not being funny, Tim. This is an industry that's full of potential conflicts of interest. I made a few notes of people who have either have been at the FIA or moved to a team or vice versa. So Stefano Domenicali, of course, was ex-Ferrari boss. You've got Laurent Mekies, who's going to be Racing Bulls team principal next year. He was safety director at the FIA. Ross Brawn, he was at Ferrari and Brawn, of course, and then he moved into a senior role and was pivotal in these new regulations. Marcin Bukowski, he was team principal of Renault in 2021, and he was head of FIA technical from 2014 to 17. Like, the thing is, I, you've been in this industry a lot longer than me, Tim, but it feels like everyone knows everyone, and there's conflicts of interest everywhere. And it's like, why is all of a sudden a line being drawn here where there's no actual specific, it feels like it's an article that's suggesting that team principals have basically just said, we're not comfortable with the idea. But like, there doesn't seem to be any base to this at all.
No, it's interesting. It'll probably end up being, like you say, that somebody has said, well, it seems a bit unfair that, you know, they go home, they sit around a dinner table together, they talk about their day at work, you know, obviously things are going to get discussed, and someone's not comfortable with it. But like you say, what is the allegation? Like, what information has been swapped that's going to benefit anybody? You know, it's not a team talking to another team. This is Toto Wolff talking to someone that runs the F1 Academy. Like, what could possibly warrant this kind of publicity? It doesn't add up. It smells to me like something that a fairly poor journalistic publisher has come out and said something without any kind of evidence, and the FIA have taken a knee-jerk reaction to it and reacted in a way that's just now upset everybody.
Yeah, because I mean, I know that there was a period where, was it Toto and Fred Vasseur's relationship, because they're quite close, and there were suggestions that senior people at Ferrari weren't too happy with that. But I mean, yeah, like everyone talks. This is a paddock of, you know, I think there's this perception from the outside looking in that all of these teams are completely separate and they don't talk to each other. And that's just not the case. Like, all these team personnel travel together. Like, you're traveling with the same circus for 24 weekends a year around the world. And again, there's so many examples of this. There's so many examples of, you know, do we just, okay, if you've worked for an F1 team, you're not allowed to work for the FIA or vice versa. But even then, that doesn't stop people just talking. And yes, I mean, I've seen plenty of team members stating that they see their colleagues in the F1 paddock more than they see their own wives and husbands. So I don't know. Well, there's just people talking at the end of the day. You can't stop that. You can't mandate that people are unable to communicate. You're always going to get information shared that shouldn't be. It's impossible to police. But I think this would have just kind of been forgotten and just passed over. Because I did, you know, before the FIA came out saying that they were looking into this, I did see a couple of, you know, tweets referencing this article. But now that they've almost, like, the FIA have kind of almost legitimized it by putting this public statement out there. And I think that's what's created this snowball.
I just wonder where this is going to end now because of the words that Susie's used. You know, she's basically saying this is all a load of bollocks. You've made this up or it's been taken well out of context. And all you've done is given me the ammunition now to tell you what I really feel and drum up public support for the fact that the FIA is inherently dangerous and contains misogynistic people at the top of the organization. I mean, she's not holding back with her words. Where do you think this might go? Do you think it will just end up being brushed under the carpet, or because of the words that Susie has used, do you think this could go now deeper and bite the FIA quite firmly on the ass?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Well, I think it certainly undermines to a degree the you know, they've started F1 Academy. Yeah, W Series has fallen by the wayside. They've started F1 Academy. You know, there's always when big entities like the FIA are seen to be, you know, contributing to, right, let's promote women in motorsport. You know, are they doing it to posture? Are they doing it for the look? Or are they doing it out of genuine want to increased diversity in the sport? And stuff like this doesn't help. I mean, there's a got a quote from the actual Business F1 article, and it was, imagine that Jerry, apparently this is what one of the, apparently, again, this is all very alleged from a very unreliable source that the FIA has given reliability to almost in this. Imagine that Jerry Horner or Raquel Stroll were appointed to head up F2 or get a job at Liberty. But it's like, wait, no, like Susie's, she did 7 years in DTM. She's been a team principal in Formula E. Like, she's the perfect person to be leading F1 Academy, given that she's test drove Williams and she's had the reserve role there. Like, she is almost the ideal embodiment of who needs to be leading F1 Academy, because she's been through that system where she's, you know, she's got top 10 finishes in DTM. You know, she didn't have a massively successful career, but she was there, she was competing. And, you know, that speaks volumes, I think, that quote in it itself, and how this, well, it just makes no, because this is such an incestuous industry. That's what I mean. Like, it's not like other sports where these entities are entirely separated. Like, again, like in football, where you've got, you know, Manchester United and you've got Chelsea, and they're in different parts of the country. They only meet when they're playing each other. You're still going to get people talking who shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But that, this is everyone traveling together, surely, Tim.
It's so frustrating, though, because Formula One just keeps shooting itself in the foot. I don't mean F1. I mean the Formula One as a whole. You know, quotes like that, imagine that Jerry Horner or Raquel Stoll were appointed to head up F2 or get a job at Liberty. It just sets us back, doesn't it? And this is going to get, you know, all those people who have issues with the sport and the lack of inclusivity and diversity and not enough women in positions of power. It just sinks back deeper into that issue. But maybe longer term, this will be a good thing. It'll bring it all to the fore a bit more. But whoever said that, we don't know who said that, right? That's that quote is,
we don't know who. Yeah, there was no name given to this.
Whoever said that must be pooping their pants right now, because I'd imagine that's going to come out, you know, implying that that Susie is in some way similar to two people who have never set foot in any kind of professional capacity in the sport, and suggesting that she's not up to the job of F1 Academy. Presumably that's what it's suggesting. Those sorts of comments from someone senior within the sport, if they're true, are so damaging, aren't they?
Yeah. And I mean, so I think when I first saw this all coming out, I immediately thought back to 2021 and obviously the Red Bull cost cap breach and how that was leaked before even like Red Bull seemed to know or anyone else seemed to know. It seemed to get leaked beforehand, but that wasn't anything to do with Susie. That was allegedly, that was Shelia and Rao, who was FI interim secretary general at the time, and she was ex-Mercedes, and the alleged transfer of information is that she told Toto basically before that came out that that Red Bull had broken the cost cap. And look, again, I gave examples of the amount of people who've worked for FIA and Formula One teams. And even then, you're like, people don't divulge their sources for a reason, because they want to keep their sources. But also, it's like, again, the FIA stating, like, how do they plan on investigating this? What, are they going to bug their house or something? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Well, I mean, here's hoping it doesn't go too much further. And here's hoping that the issues that it highlights potentially within the FIA are addressed, and perhaps it is, you know, one or two bad apples rather than an organization wide issue. But quite strong words, and strong enough words that we decided to talk about it, because I think, you know, we don't usually comment on current news. You know, we have our little niche of interviewing people and we stick to it. But, you know, I think the power of Susie's backlash was such that it just warranted a little bit of further analysis.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's interesting.
Tim, so I wanted to ask you, actually, it feels like to me that this whole F1 against the FIA, we haven't seen this as pertinent and as often, this kind of friction between the two entities since like 2009. If you watch the Braun documentary, obviously they talk a lot about that. Like, having been in this business for as long as you have, Tim, like, how do you see that? Do you see this relationship at almost like an all-time low right now?
Well, I mean, I think there are many that would argue since MBS came in, it's not exactly been all sweetness and light between the two parties. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. I was, when I was researching this morning or just looking through the various reports from like the BBC and others, there's many examples of where F1 have felt aggrieved at what MBS has done and what the FIA have done and the stance they've taken on certain things. You know, like I said earlier, to the point where Formula One send a cease and desist letter to the FIA. I mean, that's mental when you think about it. So I think it's clear that there are many people within Formula One that want MBS out the way. They don't want him interfering in F1 activity, you know, just stay out of it. But, you know, according to the BBC, the article I was reading this morning, he's very much in it, you know, despite the public announcements that he's stepping back and he'll take his foot off the gas as far as F1 goes. He's all over it. He's fully involved and still causing problems. So, you know, I think often you have to look at the leadership and to find the root cause of a particular culture within an organization. And it just seemed to ladder back up to him all of the time. So, you know, I think people seem to know what the issue is, but how do you address that when it's, you know, coming from the guy right at the top? But yeah, I think it's as bad as I've seen it. Yeah, hopefully they sort it all out. But this is, I mean, to a degree, this is why we love the sport, isn't it? You know, that what other sports do you have so much controversy? Maybe football, but, you know, so much controversy all the time. The circus keeps rumbling on even when the season's done. It keeps us entertained. But I hope for Susie's sake and for Toto and Mercedes that this gets sorted out and that they are shown to be completely innocent of any wrongdoing, because, as you say, Susie's done a huge amount of good for the sport. And I was lucky enough to deal with her a little bit when she was at the Formula E team in a sponsorship capacity. And she was fantastic. You know, she was brilliant and no one had a bad word to say about her. So touch wood, this all goes away. And Susie isn't left with a bit of, you know, a slightly tarnished reputation, which I suppose is a possibility.
Yeah, I think it feels like a bit of a power struggle right now, doesn't it? I mean, F1 we've just had Vegas be a resounding success, really, after the initial kind of full start. It turned out really well. There's, you know, the Madrid track as well. We've not even, you know, that could be a separate thing entirely, potentially Madrid street circuit replacing Catalunya. You know, there's more money, there's more rivals than ever. And it feels like, I don't know, F1, well, the FIA have always given, you know, it used to be Bernie who was in charge of the product of Formula One. And they it feels like they're trying to almost like tighten their leash, but then they've got management changes and personnel changes, like MBS coming in, who's got his own perspective, and F1 feel like, you know, Liberty want to kind of spread their wings. And yeah, I don't know. It's that business side of things that I'm interested into an extent, but also it's so messy and there's so much that goes on behind scenes that we couldn't possibly imagine the actual conversations that are going on. So we can only speculate.
We can speculate. It's all going to come out in the wash. But interesting stuff. Thanks for jumping on to talk about it, Tom. And our next show, we're back to normality with Richard Saxby, who's the Motorsports Director at McLaren Applied. His show, I think, will be out later this week. Keep an eye out for that. We've got Bernie Collins coming on soon as well. So stay tuned for that. For now, Tom, thanks for jumping on. I'll see you soon.
Pleasure as always, Tim. Let's go.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you so much for listening to the Motormouth podcast. Do make sure you give us a follow on our socials, Twitter at Motormouth _, Instagram at Motormouth _official, and Facebook, just search Motormouth. You can also download the Motormouth app where you can get exclusive video content from MMTV, create your own social profile to interact with other fans, and check up on all the latest happenings with whatever motorsport takes your fancy. We're also proud to be supporting the Brain Tumor Charity too, so make sure you check the links in the podcast description to find out how you can help cure brain tumors quicker. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and review. And until next time, you've been listening to the Motormouth podcast.